This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Refillion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am a huge advocate for CrossFit, and I always will be, but I also am a huge advocate in reminding people that, like, CrossFit isn't CrossFit the sport. Like, that is separate. It's different, you know? So, but it still plays a huge role when it comes to building our community, when it comes to gaining attention, you know? And, like, that's how a business grows. That's how our community grows.
Between the Reps with Brooke Entz and Gina Chancharulo is a CastBox original, produced alongside Studio 71.
CastBox is the fastest growing and highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts.
You can listen to Between the Reps wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best. Hey, Gina.
Yeah.
Is it weird to have hot flashes before you're of the age to have hot flashes? Because I am sweating.
You're flashing? I don't think so, actually, because I think it's more hormonal. Oh, my gosh. Can I say a word?
Hormonal.
It's hormonal.
It probably is.
Yeah.
I sweat normal. At night.
You got the night sweats?
Oh.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with my voice?
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Since you've been on hold. Talk to them like they've been on hold. We've been waiting for you.
Pause.
We are back in the studio.
Welcome back to the Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Today,
what are we talking about?
We are talking about, I mean, we have a couple things we want to touch on, but also some things that we've just have been in discussion about, and now we're going to have discussion with microphones in front of our faces so all of you can sort of be a part of the discussion. And then you can
join us.
Comment and like and subscribe and
with a 5-star rating.
Give us a 5-star rating. Okay. So, first things first.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys know this actually. So I work with a company. I own part of this company, but I work with a company called Athea Skin. Mm-hmm. It's a new skincare company. It's not brand new. We've been around for almost a year now. Really incredible, great products, high quality. We're out of northern Utah. Salt Lake City, Utah is where everything is made. And we just came out with a face sheet mask.
Okay.
I was sampling them for a while. I mean, they send me samples for all kinds of products that we're wanting to run. And I try them and we fix them and we change things. We do that for a while. So we just launched the sheet mask. I love face masks.
Oh, me too.
Especially when, actually, I think that you got me into them.
I did. I think it's when you had your surgery.
It is when I had my surgery and you came to the hospital and you brought me like the lip one.
Uh-huh. And the
you brought
under
me the
eye
under
one.
Eye one. Uh-huh. And that's when I started using
Keep
them.
You looking beautiful in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before that, I had only, there goes my backpack. I had only had like a mask if I got a facial.
Right.
And they'd paint it on. Mm-hmm. When I was in Dubai,
a girlfriend of mine, I was really, really dry. My skin was, and I was like breaking out really bad. And she brought me a mask. It was like a mud mask in a little jar.
Mm-hmm.
And you just put it on.
Right.
Which is fine. And then wash it off. But I hadn't really dealt with the sheet masks.
Well, it's interesting that they're like one size fits all.
It's a real horror film vibe.
You look like Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, it is yeah. One size fits all.
No, they are. That's why they're kind of weird. Like, I have a big face, so like the eye cutouts are always like a little low, you know? So I'm always like, it's either that or I have to pull it back, and then like the mouth part is over my mouth. So yeah, they're a little
mine
interesting.
Mine covers and then goes into my hair.
It's because your face is smaller.
And I'm, you know what it is too? Is I place it and I start trying to like get mm-hmm. it to lay flat, and then the nose is always kind of weird.
Right. Well, some of them have a little flap you can kind of like push it under.
Yeah.
For the ones that terrify me are the ones with like the animal faces on them.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
They're already terrifying. But then yeah, some of them have like, you know, like you could be like a panda. Or something like that.
I've like had them on, but haven't. Like, there's been people at my house.
You just like walk out of the bathroom and scare yeah. the crap out of everyone.
Yeah. And I have it on and I just walk out and it's like terrifying. Oh, I was actually wearing one at my mom's house. I was home for my dad's birthday in Southern Utah and it's winter, super dry.
Right.
And so I put this sheet mask on and I hadn't told, like I said, I just went and put it on. My nephew
started crying. You scared him that bad?
Was terrified.
Yeah, well, they are scary. But they're scary looking.
My only real pet peeve with them, besides like one size fits all,
mm-hmm.
is like I really have found that like they don't like stick to my face that well.
Huh.
Like it's almost like I feel like I have to be like, okay, I'm going to wear it, but I can't do anything else in my house. I need to lay down.
Right. Well, I don't think they're made for like active wear. They're not like an active wear face mask.
You mean
I think
you
they're meant to be like, you know, you're supposed relax? To be like serene and relaxed. And I know that's hard for you. But yeah, you're not supposed to be like cruising around or riding your bike or something. So
I'm just trying yeah. to multitask.
I know you are.
Yeah. So
you guys have one?
Yes. I'm actually gonna.
What kind is it? Is it like a hydrating? Is it a anti-aging?
I have them in my bag right here. Ultra hydrating detox mask.
Ooh.
Moisturizing and collagen boosting biocellulose sheet mask. Hydrates, soothes, and regenerates skin. This is the beautiful packaging.
It is beautiful. For those that can't see it, it's gorgeous.
Yep.
It's very sexy.
Biocellulose sheet made 100% from fermented coconuts. Biocellulose is more hydrating than traditional sheet masks. It is a nutrient-rich, anti-inflammatory, naturally cooling, and biodegradable.
That sounds awesome. I'm going to try one tonight.
Can I have put one it tonight? On right now?
No, no, I don't. I don't want to put it on right now.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do them tonight. That's why I brought them.
You just end up a mess.
Hyaluronic acid. Our formula That's utilizes awesome. A high concentration of hyaluronic acid, the gold standard in skin hydration, to penetrate deep within the skin.
That's great.
Plant and root extracts. Our blend of extracts aid in collagen production, recovery, reducing skin redness and inflammation while drawing out impurities deep in the pores to detoxify the skin. Yeah.
Sounds great.
For me, the cooling is really important.
I like
really
the hyaluronic acid part.
Oh, that
I
too.
I think that's
yeah,
supposed
yeah.
to be really
that's
good.
That's a plus.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to try it tonight.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you guys are interested in trying a new sheet mask, and you obviously love me and Gina because you're listening to this right now, you should try this kind.
For sure.
Yeah. They're really
great.
I
would recommend, too, for these to work better,
mm-hmm.
for you to get like a peel
oh, yeah,
or
true.
Like microdermabrasion or something like that, which gets those top like tough layers off. And then
at
those
least,
will work
yeah,
even better.
More regularly.
Yeah.
Oh, I've also been doing, we've been testing under eye ones.
Oh.
Yeah. We haven't.
That's what I need.
We haven't launched those yet. The the ones we've been testing are also with the coconut,
uh-huh.
which is very cool. And yeah. like the whole, all the ingredients, the concepts of, you know, what they're working to create is really, you know, like safe for the environment mm-hmm. and biodegradable and really great, you know, forward thinking with ingredients and things like that. But I was having a problem with them like staying.
Mm-hmm.
So those ones, when I've used some that I was getting from like Urban Outfitters.
Really?
Well, because like whenever I'm checking, a lot of those places, or Sephora,
where you check out.
Whenever you're checking out,
and you're in that long line,
all of those.
Well,
like,
they're smart. That's why they put them there.
Yeah, and they're all small.
Right.
So you're like, oh, I'll just try it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll try five of them. But those ones, I've definitely tried quite a few different under eye treatments or like the sheets or pads, and some definitely stick and stay better than other ones. But the ones I've so far tested, they're supposed to be sending me new ones. They weren't staying put very well, so they were going to work on that. And that was more so, I think, just the them fine-tuning the material. Yeah. Do you – okay, but I've seen the lip ones. Have you used those?
The lip one? I haven't really – I don't really use the lip ones, but I've used the under-eye ones before. I've slept in them before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They'll like, some of them, if they're, like, the kind of gel – I don't know what they're called, but they're like, jelly. They'll actually stick all night. And I – it's a good thing I'm single because it's not the most attractive thing. I usually have so much junk on my face and add those and then my hair up on top of all on top of my head. And, and I'm just a real, real hot commodity. It's a real sex pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. I actually looked in the mirror this morning and I started laughing.
Just laughing?
Yeah. I was just like, Wow, you are great. So attractive.
I used to, for a while, a friend had told me to do this one facial regimen where you put, it was like vitamin E, fish oil.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you layered it. Oops. And, there was one other thing. I think it was like coconut oil. Mm-hmm. And I swear it was the one thing that repulsed my ex so much that he just could not come anywhere near me. I was like,
it was just disgusting.
My pillow would smell like fish. And you know me, I don't even eat fish.
No.
I did it for like a week. I mean, her skin looked amazing, so I was like, oh, I'll try it.
Well, that's
true. It was just too much. It was too much. So, never again.
I don't think I could get myself to put fish oil on my face.
It's disgusting.
I would have repulsed from you, too. And I love you a lot.
I know. Thank you. Well, I won't do it.
Anything else that's in beauty that you're testing out right now? I might dye my hair purple.
No.
It's washout.
I like how you just like, it's washout.
Okay.
It's so just like, instantly, what?
So.
I mean, I love that look.
But so Chrissy, for a while, the company that they, like the type that they use, I can't remember the name of it. First, they had just come out with the pink one. And so for a while, I mean, because all of her like social media girls or whatever, she was doing a lot of girls' hair pink. And so I had told her when I was there, I got my hair done. I was like, well, I can't do pink. I've always thought it'd be like fun. I'm like, but I could do like purple. I like purple. Like more of like, it wouldn't be super dark. It'd be like a, like the lavender, like periwinkle or whatever.
Right.
Like a lighter purple.
But not too gray.
No.
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 Some of those go really gray.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, well, they're going to be coming out with a purple and we'll do it. I'm like, okay. So I was just barely in Arizona and I text her last minute and I was like, let's do my hair purple. But she was out of the salon. It would have been perfect because she's like, honestly, you want to do it when you're going to be coming back in like 2 weeks later because as it fades, it gets like kind of turns like grayish green. And so it would have been fine because I'm actually going there tomorrow.
But are you going to do it?
I think that I might do it, especially if I could actually maybe get a bottle of it.
Yeah.
And be able to just wash my hair with it at home. Because then I could just maintain it for a few weeks until I go back.
Right. Well, as long as it goes back blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's done it like to many people.
Okay.
It'll wash out and then they would do like a clarifying shampoo. Mm-hmm. She said it's actually harder for it to come completely out of the extension hair than your hair.
Right.
So that's why she's
so
like,
hold on a little
so
bit
she
better.
Was like, you'd want to do it when you can come back in and like we can do your hair.
Right. Well, you did your hair a different color.
Purple, a long time ago. And I did it with...
Doing the open right before you found out about your neck.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, I was there.
I remember.
And it was cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was fun. And that was like a... we did it in Santa Cruz, and they actually mixed a few colors, because at that salon, they have like multiple. And to like find the right color, she like did a little bit of blue, a little bit of purple, a little bit of pink.
That's fun.
Yeah. But I feel like I'd
like
it more.
You'd be like a unicorn. Oh, my God.
I think I'd like it a bit more just because I have, like, I didn't have any extra hair. Yeah, I know, guys. Can't grow my own hair. You can't grow it, buy it. And I don't give a crap.
A crap. like an old lady saying. I say crap all the time.
Yeah, so I might go purple, crap, which is kind of cool. So if you guys see it, don't be alarmed. Just comment, like, and subscribe. Yeah, yeah.
Give me a 5-star rating.
Give me a 5-star rating on my purple hair. All right, next up.
All right. What are we talking about now?
This is something I thought would be funny to talk about because we were talking about it on the airplane.
We were.
Flying here. We just flew here. We came in this morning.
We got up at like 4 a.m.
We did. Well, actually, that's a lie for me. It is true for her because she washed her hair.
You just wore a hat.
My hair is so disgusting right now.
It looks good, though. Okay.
It's really bad. Anyways, right. We got up really early, drove to the airport. We're in Burbank. We were talking about like pet peeves that you can have. And we're just going to say like, in living situations, because you're going to, I mean, the stuff like with me and my sisters growing
sure.
up.
Sure. It could be like a roommate or a husband or a wife or partner, whatever.
Yes.
Just living with somebody.
A lot of pet peeves.
Your kid.
I wouldn't know about that.
Yes.
You know when they just ask you questions all the time and you just want to push them in the face?
People are like, no, we really do like kids.
Well, we love our kids. No, this is what they say. It's different when they're your own.
Well, it is.
I've heard that from, the best part is like, I'm the youngest of four. All my siblings have kids, okay? So as my older siblings had kids, my mom always told them, you know, when they were going to have kids, like my mom would say it, it's different when they're your own. It's different when they're your own. And then my older siblings had kids, and then they would tell like me and my sister that, and we're like, bullshit, it's different when they're your own. It's different. And I'm like, I stand
you're
by.
You're still like, no,
I stand
bullshit.
By that it's not different. You just get better at ignoring them.
No, it really is different. I'm telling you, it is.
Like that time you hid in the closet?
Well, I'm not saying that I've been a perfect mother or that my kids are perfect. You learn to tolerate it a little bit more.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Anyway, so pet peeves.
Yeah, I'll give you one.
Go.
I hate hair, which is weird because I have a lot of it.
Right.
Not mine, which would make me hate it even more.
Don't think about it too much.
The pet peeve of living at home. Back when this started, here's where it all began. I'm a young girl, blonde hair. I'm the only blonde in my family. My mom's sister's blonde. There's blonde on both sides of my family, like extended family, but not in my family. Both my sisters had like really dark, long hair. And they'd shower and their hair would come out because we lose a lot of hair. And then they would put it on the wall.
Right. My daughter does that.
Okay. On the wall.
So it doesn't go down the drain.
Yes. Which is smart. Yeah. And my dad hated that shit. So. But I would literally get in the shower, and I think maybe too, I was just a lot smaller.
And then, it was just falling on you?
It would fall on me.
How much hair is on the shower wall?
Two sisters, that's true, right. And they would not like do the whole
like clean it up after. Right.
You know? So it would like cultivate. It
was, just like, a hairy monster on the wall.
And then I'd be in the shower like this, you know, little girl. Adorable. And hair is just landing on me. And I'm just like, oh!
It's like stuck across
like just,
your face.
Like just like down my butt crack. Like so disgusting. So now I really do have a phobia of like being in water and hair getting on me, which that's also happened when I was young at a city pool.
Right.
Yeah. You like dive in,
that's
come
grosser,
out, and there's like
people's hair
really
you don't know.
Like, you know, it's like curly, way worse.
Why?
Because like
you don't know if it's like a pube or something.
I don't have curly hair. It's like it's definitely not mine. But yeah, so like I do put hair on the wall in my shower so it doesn't go down the drain. But I do also clean it up because I like in my bathroom we have a lot of people that come over and like we have two bathrooms, but and we have friends that
just don't want
like,
it to be gross.
And friends that end up showering.
You're
at
a
my
clean
house
person,
too. So
yeah.
I clean it up.
Yeah,
and Mars has never really complained about it.
Well, that's nice.
Also, it's blonde. So if you can't see it, it probably won't bother you that much.
My ex used to complain about my hair all the time because my hair would come out and it's dark and we had like white tile and it'd just be all over the place. And I swear, it's like I lost so much hair. I remember one time he swore he swallowed it and he pulled it out of his butthole. It was like a long.
For sure, dogs.
I swear to God.
I've definitely seen my dog pull a long hair
out of his butt.
I've definitely seen my dog pooping, and it looks like it's like a string of ornaments.
That's gross. Oh my God, that's disgusting. Ugh. Yeah, no, hair is gross.
Oh my God.
Hair is gross. And one time, this is totally off subject. But I was telling you, I ordered a Mexican pizza from Taco Bell, which I freaking love those. It's embarrassing to admit.
She does.
But one time I ate one. This was years ago. It's surprising I actually still eat them. And I bit into it, and there was something in it, and I pulled it out, and it was a hairball. Like, I like this. Yeah, threw up after, but yeah.
She's like, I still eat those, though.
But I still eat them.
That's like when
I just pick through it to make sure there's no hairballs.
That's like when someone tells you, like, reminds you what hot dogs are made of.
Oh, lips and assholes is what my dad used to say.
And they're so good.
They're so good. I used to not eat the ends because they look like buttholes. I just, yeah, anyway.
I had friends that ate raw hot dogs when they were young.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I never ate those, but.
I think I tried to one time because, like, my friends were eating it, and I was just like.
Pressed meat. It's like bologna.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's gross. I'll eat this raw cookie dough. Get salmonella. Anyway, okay.
Oh, yeah,
so
I
we're back to pet peeves of living with each other.
Yep. One more we're going to touch on before we take a quick break.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know what a pube towel is?
Mark was wondering.
Yeah. Mark's like, where's a pube towel?
Mark's said, a pube towel.
I go, what does it sound
what
like?
What does it sound like?
Right. It's the towel where men and like.
Well, I don't know if all men do this.
Okay. I can't say men, but I've heard of enough people that encounter a pube towel to think that it's pretty popular way of getting rid of pubes. Okay. Which is lay a towel down.
Yeah.
Stand over the towel. Shave your nutsack and your pubes.
Go into the towel.
It lands in the towel.
Yeah, because you don't want to make
then
a mess.
And they're like, you know, I don't really want to get rid of this right now, so let's just fold it up.
And put it under
and put it somewhere. And then we'll add
until
to
I
it.
Until I fill it up.
Yeah, we'll add to this towel.
Yeah.
Until it makes sense to make a beard.
Oh, my God. This is all stemming. Mike. Oh. Okay, I have to tell this story quick because I know we have to go to break. But I went to my cousin's house, and they were out. And so we were staying at their house, and my sister and I were getting ready, and we had never been to this new house of theirs. And so I was washing my face in the spare bathroom, and they had just white towels. I didn't want to wipe my face, you know. I
make
makeup on their white towels. So my face, you know, I have water in my eyes, and I'm, like, feeling underneath the counter for a towel, and I feel one, and I open it up, and I use it, and I just start freaking out because I just start going, oh my god, what's on my face? And I'm screaming from the other room, and my sister runs in from the other room, and I just remember being able to kind of see out of my eye, and I thought I couldn't figure out what it was because I'd like put some in my mouth.
Yeah, you'd eaten
and I was
it.
Like, is it coffee grounds? I don't know why I thought coffee grounds would be in this towel. And my sister's just looking at me like, What the hell is all over you? And I'm like, what is it? And she's like, I don't know. Get in the shower. So I get in the shower. It was my cousin's husband's hair that he'd been collecting. And it literally was so much that my whole face was a furry face. It was down my shirt. I swallowed it. It was the most disgusting thing. And we're still so bummed because, like, we never took a picture of it. And
wait,
so I
let
call
me,
my
wait,
cousin.
Let me get a picture. Wait.
I call my cousin and I'm like, because at first I'm thinking, oh, he shaves his head.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't even occur to me at the time. Like,
it
I just ingested
towel.
My cousin's husband's pubes. And so we call him, like, oh my God. And we tell him the story and they're like dying laughing. And her husband goes, wait, the purple towel? And I'm like, yeah, it was a purple towel. And he just goes, and starts laughing. Needless to say, it was not just hair from his head. So, yeah, it was absolutely disgusting. So that's my pube towel story.
Yeah, it's okay that you have to shave your pubes into a towel. Just, like, take
empty
it out.
Empty it out.
You know?
Help
just
someone
a
out.
Little extra time. It's like the idea of, I mean, same, but different. You dirty a dish.
Yeah.
You put it in the sink without rinsing it off?
Yeah.
Like, just take a couple extra seconds.
Just rinse it off. Okay. Well, yeah. That's that.
There's that. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. We're going to talk about CrossFit headquarters and their third firing of, like, 45 people.
Yeah. This has just been devastating.
We'll be back.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
All right, we're back. And thank you for waiting. I know you guys are like, you know, just sitting on the edge of your seats, want to know more about pube towels.
Pube towels.
Also, I'm thinking we're gonna make between the reps pube towels.
Stupid.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I think we're gonna do it. We'll figure it out. A quick little idea that we just got from Mark. You guys, take a trash bag, open it up, tape it down. Shave into
this
that.
This was genius.
Way genius.
Mark is a very ingenious.
Inventive.
Yeah, inventive innovative. Guy. I know, I'm like, what
innovative.
Is the word?
Innovative man. Shave onto the trash bag and then just wrap it up and throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
Okay.
So courteous.
But
such
yeah,
a courteous
keep an
guy
eye
to live with.
Keep an eye out for the Between the Reps pube towels. Pubetowel.com.
This podcast is going south.
All right.
Okay, so, now we're going to talk about something serious.
So CrossFit headquarters has, I mean, this is not the first, second. Well, it might be the third.
Might be the, yeah, I thought it was the third, but
well, it's like the
you
most
would probably
it's
know
like
better
the
than
most
I would.
Recent, which might be the third of this year, but right. They've definitely gone through times where they've done like massive firings.
Mm-hmm.
Not the most recent layoffs.
Right.
Not the most recent, but the time before, like my husband got laid off. Literally, my whole family of people mm-hmm. all got laid off. And there were still some people there. And it was all the people that they had. They basically, the firing before this time, mm-hmm. they got rid of the entire media department.
It's just crazy.
Anyone that has to do with the CrossFit Games. So other stuff, they basically just moved some of the media people into CrossFit Health. Yeah, I know. I'm still trying to figure out what that means, too.
I don't think any of us know what it means.
No, I thought CrossFit was had to
do
with
health. It was already about
health.
Yeah. Right.
Anyways, for another time. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm just going to preface this with, like, this is our perspective, mm-hmm. a little speculation, and then a lot of our point of view, for sure from the outside, but also kind of the inside, because we are very close with many people that work there.
Right.
And we live there. So the time before, they got rid of the whole media department. Before that, they had moved some people into the other department, and they let go of everyone that had to do with CrossFit Games that were media. And then this time, it's almost like they just got rid of everyone but like 15 people.
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, no, you're, I think there was, I,
that
something
work
like,
in, tw- that work in
I think
office.
There was like something like 29
yeah,
left
that work
something.
In the office. Right. I mean, I don't know, I have no idea. There's
something
a lot of people
like
that work
again,
for
I don't know
CrossFit
for sure.
That don't live in Santa Cruz, right? They like, they, because they do, yeah, they're remote mm-hmm. or like they do so many different events at different places. Mm-hmm. However, when they got rid of the entire regional, those were lots of employees that like they run those regionals. They all were fired, right? Because they don't do regionals anymore.
And for those that live in our area is like one of the most expensive that there is like across the country. And so for these poor people that don't, you know, it's already so hard to live in our area. Getting paid what they were getting paid, and then to just be laid off is just devastating for these people.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you lose your job, it's...
Well, sure.
Not good.
No, I know.
I don't know all of the people that were laid off, and they all did a lot of different jobs. I will say that I feel pretty confident for, like, the people that were, like, staples there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was very sad to, like, see them let go. I think that a lot of them are probably wishing that they would have not put all their eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very easy to do that with a company like CrossFit because we're very community-based.
Right.
You almost feel like, because like outside of like your job, but like let's say just talk about like a gym or like every people come together to like help you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like family, community-based. So like I feel like there's probably a sense of like protection there. And for people that worked there, no one saw like this whole turn of how things are changing, how the competition season's changing. No one saw any of that coming.
Right. You know, and then still, though, you see, like, well, change can always be super scary, but it can also be really good. Like, maybe it seems like it's going to fall apart, but maybe it's not. You know, we just need to see how the season plays out. And everyone's still doing that this season, seeing how it plays out. But then, like, this firing also is just like, whoa. Right. Like, what are you, like,
what's going on?
What are you doing? And people that work there literally go to work every day and think, like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to do? Right,
it's not just us on the outside. I feel like they're also feeling the same way.
And they're still producing content and stuff like that. I mean, I don't follow it, but they're obviously working, but definitely not. I don't think there's, like, a real sense of, like, where they're going.
Right.
At least a lot of the ones that are left
feel so sad. At least when it pertains to, like,
the training and the sport.
Right.
You know, and I am a huge advocate for CrossFit, and I always will be, but I also am a huge advocate in reminding people that, like, CrossFit isn't CrossFit the sport. Like, that is separate. It's mm-hmm. different, you know? So, but it still plays a huge role when it comes to building our community, when it comes to gaining attention, mm-hmm. you know? And, like, that's how a business grows. That's how our community grows. And that's the stuff that, like, it's not always about that. And I think that that's also something that became very important to them too, is, like, making sure it's not all about the sport, but I don't think that it ever was.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just think that it was a skewed perspective from someone who isn't around a lot.
Right.
That, you know, kind of saw what they wanted to see without, like, seeing the reality.
Right.
And it's a bummer. Because they were, you know, CrossFit and CrossFit Games were coming off of, like, their best year yet when it came to media.
Right.
With, like, the docs and with, like, a lot of the companies that were wanting to get involved. And, like,
well, the media is a huge part of why, as far as I'm concerned, as far as why they grew so large. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what people are watching and are drawing all these people in.
That's 100%. Like, the amount of people that I meet that follow me. A lot of them that don't do CrossFit, mm-hmm. but a lot of them, they all saw me on the dock mm-hmm. from 2015. And for them, that's when they, like, fell in love with me and they started following me so much. But when you've got, like, a show on Netflix, and anyone who's, like, kind of heard of CrossFit, which they say CrossFit is like vegans, like, you don't stop talking about it. So in passing,
right.
Someone who hasn't heard of it or hasn't tried it might hear it. And then if you're just flipping, I mean, how often are you just on Netflix, like, what do I want to watch? You're going to see things, and, like, it looks like a very interesting show, and it definitely draws you in. Like, that's tons of people go into a CrossFit gym because they saw that.
Right. It's inspired a lot of people to start. Right.
So I think it's a key that should not have been thrown away, really.
I agree with you.
And technically it's not being thrown away. The season is still going to run. There's a lot of, like, these sanctioned events. Mm-hmm. Like, my speculation mm-hmm. is that we might see those events become the new big show.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like Miami. And there will always be problems at events. You know, people make mistakes, time, some things aren't managed super well. The CrossFit Games were managed pretty freaking well. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing it, though, for a really long time. But we do think, and, like, the boys that they're all used to do media, HQ, they all kind of think that, too. Like, you're going to see maybe a lot more excitement around these sanctioned events. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is because those people that own those events now, they are going to be putting, they have to do all their own media for it too. So they're putting more time and effort into media. And it's almost going to be maybe like when you started doing that for CrossFit, there's a lot of excitement around it. They're going to be putting a lot of time and effort into it. Mm-hmm. And if it's done the right way, people will still be able to find and see this media, and you can still see the sport and stuff grow, but you'll just never see the name CrossFit.
Right.
There's functional fitness.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
And I think what's really sad for us with just all the firings is that a lot of these people, them being in our town, like, we know so many of them. And so it's hard. I mean, a lot of them are members of ours at our gym, and it's just, one of our members had said something about wanting to, you know, that we hadn't really been pushing the open, you know, the open's coming up.
Yeah, it starts this week? Next week?
Next week.
I don't know.
I think next week.
Next week.
And I think that what's so sad is that, I mean, we're still going to do the barbecues and the, you know, the big group gatherings and people will still do the workouts, but it's hard. It's hard as a gym owner to want and a friend of these people that have all lost their jobs, who've been such an intricate part of growing CrossFit, to encourage people to pay to do the open, mm-hmm. you know, and that's just my opinion. I'm not like speaking for everybody at my gym. I'm just saying it's just really disappointing to see these people out of a job, you know, that have worked so hard, that are, you know, struggling to figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, so it is hard because I do love CrossFit and I do, you know, the community and all of that. But it is a little disappointing for me that, you know, it's going in this direction.
Yeah. Well, Daniel, mm-hmm. I mean, you lose your job. It's like, and living in Santa Cruz, it's and now you have to like really start pinching your pennies and like being.
Because they probably already were.
They were.
That's what I'm saying.
No, they 100% were. Yeah. And that's like coming from like.
I mean, they were in these jobs because they loved CrossFit.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily,
making
a gazillion dollars.
It's so funny because I'm like, I have to watch what I say. But I really don't because, I never worked there. So mm-hmm. many people think that I worked at HQ. I didn't. But I just was local. And then.
When your husband was there.
And Mars worked there. But I mean, like, I was there a lot. Mm-hmm. But as far as like when people have seen me involved in stuff, I did the demo videos a long time ago, and that was because I was local, I moved really well, and I was local, and I was free.
Right.
They didn't pay me.
Right.
So I went for me it was fun, and you know, some people were probably like, well, and you got like, that's probably how you got so big or whatever. But honestly, the first year I did the open demo workouts, they didn't tell anyone who I was. They were receiving emails asking who the person was that did the demos. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't respond because they're not going to give out like private information. But like that's why I did that. And then when I've done like on-camera stuff, I just grew up in musical theater and like performing. And so I was good friends with them, and they saw like an opportunity to use someone who could really become someone who was good on camera. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was like, again, a lot of that early stuff, I wasn't really paid, but for me, it was like, oh, it's like, it's a chance for me to gain experience and get better and practice. So like, I loved doing it. I was around a lot, but I never worked there. But I will say like, it's never seemed like a situation where a lot of people could do well.
Right, financially.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, it definitely seems like a setup where only if you're in the very top could you ever do well. And so, like, when you say it's hard for you to, like, want to push for something when, like we care so much about all these people that just lost their job, it's not just because, like, they lost their job. Like, we understand that, like, businesses go through ups and downs.
Right.
We understand that people, if you own a business and you're a CEO and you're not interested in what you're doing anymore and you want to take a different road, that is fine. Does it suck for a lot of people? Yeah. But you're the person who's running it and you're not interested in it anymore and you want to change direction? Like, do you, boo-boo? That makes sense. But, like, I look at it where a lot of these people are really what built.
Right. Their passion and their love for it.
And their work is really what built CrossFit to what it is today. Mm-hmm. So, like, I know I always, like, kind of talked about a lot of this with, like, the boys. Guys, when I say the boys, I mean Heber Cannon, Tommy Marquez, Charlie Doobie, Marston Sawyers. Like, all these guys, they produce all of the docs, the update shows. They are on the update show. And they've been there for so long. And, like, I would sit back and like have this perspective, and they all kind of wore like rose colored glasses about a lot of stuff, you know? And a lot of it is because like being complacent, loving the company. They do have a ton of like opportunity to literally show up and say, here's what I want to do. And they'd be like, yes. You know, and in a lot of businesses, you don't get that. You don't get like free, like you can't just like come up with ideas and like go and do it. Right. So they had a lot of that and they loved that. But it was all done in a way where when they all got fired, like Mars said to me, it's like they have nothing to show for it.
Right.
Like, and that was what was really hard for them. Like, you just made, like, they didn't get any of the footage. They don't have any of the footage. So, like, you got these guys that do video, and now it's like if you want to start working, well, you need to make a reel.
Right.
But if you don't own any of your footage, how the fuck do you make a reel?
Right.
You know, so it's like you're not even setting people up to be able to like move on.
Yeah. Right.
So it's just, it's definitely like a really tough situation. I am like, I think about it from two ways, to like two perspectives. Like even me talking to Mars about it probably could be a bit frustrating because I try to open up his perspective to like a business owner perspective mm-hmm. where, yes, I don't agree with, and a lot of this I say I don't agree, but I also too, like I don't know the whole story.
Sure. But maybe but like, just don't agree with how it was done.
How it was done. Or like the idea of the change.
Right.
Right. But again, understanding that if someone owns a company
right.
and you have the power and you're not interested in something or like how things are being done and you want to change it, like you have every right to do that. And it's like, I see that too. And it's like, I respect that.
Sure. And it might be within his right, but yeah. then there's also the idea that maybe it's not right.
Yeah. But so, yeah.
That's just my opinion.
That's just my opinion.
For what it's worth.
Yeah. So this season, we'll see kind of how it plays out. Mm-hmm. I know that at least up till now, unless something's changed and I just haven't heard about it, no one owns the broadcasting rights to the CrossFit Games. So, like, for instance, all the sanctioned events, mm-hmm. they're all in charge of doing their own media.
Oh, got it.
But no company owns broadcasting rights for CrossFit. So, okay. like... And the CrossFit Games, I keep wondering. I'm like, I mean, the season's starting. We'll see. Like, they're starting the season. The Open is happening. Mm-hmm. So from right now, like, they are going to have the CrossFit Games. I just keep thinking, like, you fired your entire media team.
I know. There was, like, a meme about showing their...
The cameras?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I saw
it
that.
It was, like, CrossFit Media last year, and it had, like, all the cameras and stuff. And then this year was, like... one person with their iPhone, like, videoing it.
It was all
like,
yeah, the side yeah. of, like, a T-ball game.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. I guess we'll know by August.
Yeah. There's quite a few more sanctioned events. Like. There's one, actually, this weekend in London. And then there's quite a few more.
Are you still thinking about going and doing one? Or?
I have to do, like, the qualifiers.
Oh, okay.
So that's what people have asked, like, if I was going to compete this year. The hardest part is just... I'm now back to where I'm doing, I did kipping pull-ups the other day. So I'm back to doing a lot more upper body stuff, but now it's like, okay, now gain back the strength
sure.
and do it the right way, especially because mm-hmm. we do so much like uneven stuff or like mm-hmm. single arm stuff. So like the imbalancing stuff. And I do still have nerve damage. So it's like a little bit extra care when it comes to training. But I'm looking at, there's two sanctioned events that are happening and the qualifiers are in April
okay.
for both of them. So I would do, and I think it's like three workouts, I think, for the qualifier, uh-huh. for each one. So I would try and do the qualifiers for both of those sanctioned events. Mm-hmm. And one is in Belgium and one is in France.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I mean, if I qualify, yeah. I'll go. Mm-hmm. And again, like if you have to win a sanctioned event to go to the CrossFit Games, I don't see that in my future this year.
Right, but we talked about earlier.
I just want to compete.
When we talked about on another podcast about how you have to pay your way. Mm-hmm. You have to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, which you're fine, but there's a lot of people that it's going to count out.
Yeah.
They won't be able to afford to get out there.
I will say, I really love the idea, and this was like, I've always considered doing team, mm-hmm. only if I had like a really good team.
If you guys suck, I'm not going to be on your team. Yeah, because someone's like, yeah, I just want to do team, but I just hope they're sort of shitty.
That's true.
Of course you want to be on a good
team. I want to be on a shitty
a
one.
A shitty team. I want to be in last place.
No, but I was home. When I say home, I usually mean St. George, Utah. Mm-hmm. But I was home and I was working. So Naked Training, if you guys don't know, Naked Training is mine and Jake Hutton's company. And we are in the middle of a transformation challenge right now. But we're also relaunching our app very soon. And it is a kick-ass program. And it is going to be ridiculously cheap for all of the content that you get. And our team is growing massively. So we actually just brought Brennan Fjord on board. He works for us now. And he just finished writing our entire garage gym program, which Ooh. Is going to be launching. Very exciting. Anyways, I'm home. And Jake's wife, Sunny, we were working out. And she came up to me and she was like, hey, so would you ever consider doing team? And I was like, yeah. And so we had this, like, we start playing with this idea. Well, Jake is pretty injured right now, his knee. And the way he works is, like, he's an animal, man. And he'll just, like, train through injury, which isn't smart.
Well, that's but we what make you've
our,
done.
We make our own decisions.
You've also done that. Sorry. I'm all, huh. Who does that sound like?
Every
She's flipping me
ever.
Off for any of you that
aren't watching.
Can't watch this right now.
So that we basically was like, that actually would be super fun if like me and we could do it, a lot of us, for like one, just to go, and our goal would obviously be to do well,
sure,
but to put on a show. Like that's like what I love about competing more than anything, is like putting on a show and like having just the best time. Mm-hmm. And that's like what I miss about it. So I think it'd be very fun to do team. I love that they made the team smaller now. It's two boys, two girls. Easier to watch too as a spectator, mm-hmm. and like follow along. But it would be me, Jake, Brennan, and then we would need a girl.
Oh.
And I've got a couple ideas, but that'd be really fun. Actually, I keep trying to remind myself, I need to even look, because not every sanctioned event has team.
I know. Yeah, I know, that's weird.
So if they don't have team at those two qualifiers, then it's something we would look at doing next year.
Right.
Because
you would just do it as an individual.
Because those are literally the last qualifiers. And I right. can't really, like, if they,
you
like,
want
if
a
they
little more program, time like, to muscle up, get stronger. Even,
yeah. And just like for pure like volume in some of those movements.
Right.
Like I don't have the capacity to do like a bunch of muscle ups. Mm-hmm. And I haven't done any handstand stuff yet or handstand walking.
Soon yeah. enough.
Soon enough.
Soon enough, you'll be back.
On the next.
Between the reps.
All right, guys. Hopefully you guys learned something or laughed. Enjoyed listening to us
learned
talk about
pube towel.
Pube towels and face masks. And yeah. Check out Athea Skin. You can check them out through my Instagram, but they also have their own Instagram. Really wonderful products. We also just launched a Limp Plump lip.
Oh my God. Limp Plump.
A Limp.
Limp Plump.
A Lip Plumper, which is really great. It doesn't have any ingredients that sort of damage the tissue to uh-huh. make them red and swollen. So there's no tingle or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Really great. Anyways, also, Naked Training. Check it out. Also, five-star rating.
What else? Yeah. Also.
A five-star rating. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. All right. I'm rambling.
I'm just letting you.
I'm a rambling man.
It's all the coffee. All that coffee's kicking in.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you later.
We will. Yeah.
We'll
see you later. I say that every time. Yeah. Talk
usually,
to you later.
Usually I feel like I'm the one that says see you later.
I think I'm doing it because of you.
We'll see you later.
It's your fault. All right. Talk to you later, guys. Love you. Mwah.
Bye.